All right, guys, this is Executive Consultant Jeff Rollins. I am patching in from the great state of New York. Very excited about being here tonight. It was a beautiful day here in New York. It was about 60 degrees, and all the snow is gone, and the flowers are starting to pop. So couldn't be more excited about that. I'm so excited to bring on our speaker for the night. Everybody knows him. He doesn't need any introduction, but for those of you who don't know him, Brian McClure is a founding consultant of Ambit Energy, has been the number one earner in Ambit Energy for at least 10 or 11 years now, maybe even more, and just a super guy. Proud to call him a friend and a mentor and a great leader. And he's here to talk about some exciting stuff that happens with Ambit Energy. So with no further ado, I am going to bring on national consultant, ambassador consultant, Brian McClure.
Hey, Jeff, I appreciate those words, and I want to thank everybody for taking time out of their busy schedule for getting on the call tonight. I'm sure everybody on this call, because you're active and you're engaged and you're doing the business, saw the email that went out this week about Ambition. Is going to be August 26th through that's a Thursday through Saturday, August 28th, and we're going live. You know, and when I saw that, I was super excited. They sent out a survey a while back. Most of you probably filled out the survey, see what people's comfort level was with going live again. Of course, there'll be social distancing and all the precautions and everything. But I wanted to talk about Ambition, and I want everybody to, you know, proceed with Ambition the way they're comfortable. You know, if you're not comfortable, you know, coming to the live event, then certainly you want to be online. You know, you're going to have that option. You're going to be able to participate live at the event in Dallas, Texas, or you're going to be able to get on your computer in the comfort of your home and participate that way. I want to encourage everybody, as long as you have a comfort level, don't ever do anything you're uncomfortable with. But if you have a comfort level, I want to encourage you to come to Live Ambition. And what I can tell you from experience, because I was at the very first Ambition at Lost Pines, the Hyatt Lost Pines in Bastrop, Texas, which is right outside of Austin. It's where the Boy Scout camp is for the Austin Capital Area Council Boy Scouts, and so really familiar over the years with my activity with the Boy Scouts about Bastrop. Knew it was a beautiful resort, and it was our first one. You know, it was in 07, and you know, people were excited. There wasn't all the pomp and circumstance, or wasn't the big stage, there weren't entertainers, you know. But it was one of my most fond memories of Ambition. You know, I remember the night before the convention that I got invited to have dinner with Jerry and Chris, and sitting at the table with, you know, Mr. Thompson was there, and you know, we were just talking and everything. And I said, man, this is quite an honor that they, you know, asked me to sit at this table for dinner. Well, little did I know that I was going to be the inaugural recipient of the Thompson Leadership Award. And it was just a great, great evening, you know, sit there and talk to Mr. Thompson and listen to, you know, the war stories of 7-Eleven and, you know, how he kind of raised his hand in the family and said, let me go get us started in Florida. That's where our former CEO, Jerry Thompson Jr., was born in Florida. And it was because Jerry Thompson Sr. was there, you know, opening up 7-Eleven. It was their first state expansion. And he talked about, you know, how I went to Virginia and, you know, and the rest is history, right? And, you know, it was just exciting. And looking back on it, you know, it was really no different than the beginning of Ambit Energy. You know, we were, you know, in the beginning, we were there at the beginning. You know, I remember that Ray Monty was unable to attend because Joel Osteen, he had tickets for him and several of his friends to go see Joel Osteen in Madison, in the Madison Street Garden or whatever it's called in New York. And so Norbert Hennessy came, and it was everybody's first ambition. Obviously there are about 700 attendees. Norbert came, brought about four or five people. And that was kind of the beginning, you know, that was the beginning. You know, I had other people there, obviously, but you know, I had 200 or 300 people out of the 700 there. And then it just started to grow and grow and grow and grow. And the magic of ambition, for those of you that may not have attended, the magic of ambition, you know, certainly it's nice to get the recognition and see who wins the awards and hear the promotions and, you know, hear the magic of it all. But to me, the real value comes in, you know, sitting in the Anatole Hotel or in the Omni in the lobbies in the evening, or riding up in the elevator with somebody and swapping cards with them, introducing yourself to people, starting to build the network of when you get somebody going in Chicago, you met somebody at Ambition from Chicago and they're able to help them. And the reason I bring this up is, you know, we've been in a COVID environment for over a year now. You know, it's been just about a little over 1 year. And I think that it's easy to sit back and kind of forget the way it was, because now we're all integrated into Zooms and we're, you know, just building the business differently. You know, there aren't the hotel meetings, there aren't the big trainings, there wasn't Ambition last year. You know, simulcast was 100%, 100% online this past year. And so, you know, you start to look just kind of the regimen you get into, you know, and you forget that camaraderie, you forget the ability to communicate people. You know, we're in the people business. And so I want to maybe let a little cat out of the bag, if you will, and I hope you'll spread this to your organizations, and it's not etched in stone, but this is what I'm hearing. There's going to be obviously very limited seating at Ambition. It's not going to be at the American Airlines Center, obviously. You know, so I think they're going to go back to the big back room at the Anatole, like it was, you know, 5-6 years ago or whatever. Like I said, everything will be social distance, and I don't know what the number is, but just for discussion purposes here, let's just say that the live portion of Ambition is limited to 100 people. I believe the way that they're going to do that is they're going to allow, you know, all the nationals and executives to register. So it's going to basically be defined by rank. So if you're a national, you're going to get first option. You'll have until such and such a time to register. Then if you're an executive, you'll have the such and such a time. Not you can't register after that, but basically you get first dibs on the spots, and then down to senior, and then down to regional, then opened up to MCs. So the lesson in that is that if you're on this call and you're sitting at MC, I'd work like my hair's on fire to get to RC or even to SC. If you're RC, you want to get to SC. If you're an SC, you want to get to EC. You want to rank promote for, you know, if you want to go to live Ambition, not only for the recognition at Ambition, it's going to be a little bit earlier this year, I believe. You know, again, it's going to be the 26th it's going to start Thursday, August 26th, and go through Saturday, August 28th. But, you know, you have an opportunity now, and I hope Emma doesn't get mad at me or let the cat out of the bag, and I'm pretty sure this is the way it's going to work, that, you know, it's the preference if you're going to live Ambition, not of course online, as many people want to register for that's fine, but if you want to go to live Ambition, they're going to do it by rank. They're going to give preference to nationals, then executives, then seniors, then regionals, and then MC. So I don't know when registration is going to open up, but I sure would work like my hair's on fire to get from where you are to where you want to be. Not only for the fact to make more money, you know, for doing the exact same thing. That's obviously an overriding benefit to getting promoted, but to also ensure that you're able to come to live Ambition if that's what you want. I know seating is going to be extremely limited. I know it's going to be social distance, but I also know, and this is, you know, you guys read the paper, listen to the news and everything, they're saying that enough vaccine is going to be available to the American public to vaccinate everybody that wants to get vaccinated by the end of May. So if that's the case, then that means, you know, there's hundreds of thousands getting vaccinated, you know, at least weekly. I don't know what the number is, but tens of thousands daily. You know, I know here in Austin, it's about 15,000 a week, I believe, is the current number. You know, and you multiply that around the country, so the vaccinations are getting out there. The herd immunity is out there as more and more people have caught it and built up immunity to COVID. But at the end of the day, and then there's people that are going to choose, and it's a personal choice. I'm not promoting to get a vaccine. I personally have gotten my first one. I get my last one the last day of this month. But that's an individual choice. But my point is I think things are going to be markedly different come the end of August than they are today. There's certainly going to be a lot more people vaccinated. There's certainly going to be some loosening of you know, restrictions and that sort of thing, even in some of the more stringent states. More and more people are flying all the time. I got a thing from American Airlines where they added 10 more flights in and out of Austin. You know, so that's starting to loosen up. People are starting to feel comfortable with that. So even if you have a little hesitation right now and say, well, you know, I don't know, you know, about attending Live Ambition. And if you have any hesitation, then I encourage you not to attend. But if you don't have a hesitation from a health concern perspective, I encourage you to save your money, get on the Whatever It Takes program, and get to Ambition. You know, in a sense, it's going to be a rebirth or a relaunch of our opportunity. It's going to be the first event that we can all attend and, you know, all be there with one another and sharing that camaraderie and so on and so forth. And, you know, again, I'm not going to let any cats out of the bag, but there's going to be some stuff announced at this Ambition that I think is going to be outstanding. I don't know what they are. Haven't been shared that information, but I know they're working on some things that are going to be very, very exciting for us. But in our period of time, they've done some things that are exciting right now. You know, they've just released for the first time for a week long promotion, what they're calling Spring Overtime. And Jeff Rollins, I'd like you to hop back on the call and kind of go over what's up with that and getting paid to gather customers and, you know, how that works, what the numbers are behind that. And then we can talk about it a little bit.
Well, that's great, Brian. Thanks, man. And I'm sitting here getting fired up, running out of room on the piece of paper that I got here, sitting in the car in front of my house, hearing you talk about COVID. And, you know, I'm in one of those states that have been heavily affected, but also heavily shut down. And, you know, I think just overall myself, I think people have learned to adapt like we do. We're resilient. We're Americans and we adapt. And, you know, my sentiment's the same, Brian. I mean, if you don't feel comfortable, you don't travel. But, you know, I'm not one to judge because I'm kind of a non-masker, non-vaccine guy. That's just who I am. You know what I mean? And I don't look at anyone wrongly by what they do or what I do or whatever. But my wife is a good litmus test because she has health concerns and she's pretty much been in quarantine for a year. And she just got on a plane and traveled to North Carolina to visit her relatives. That's a huge litmus test to me that things are lightening up, that she decided to travel. So that's my two cents. But I tell you, I can't be more excited. You know, if you're talking about things they're going to do at Ambition, this is something that is like an Ambition announcement that they would use at one of our big events. The Spring Overdrive, they've tested this twice. It was only on a Friday night into just for the weekend, and they didn't really give us much of a chance and much of a warning. They just came out with it where someone could go out and they could gather a couple customers and they would make $100 or $150. You went out and got your first customer and you made 50, and then you got another customer and you made another 100, and that was for anyone that was in Ambit. But this is very different. It's the same concept, but now you go out, any consultant in Ambit Energy, getting a new customer, doesn't matter if you've been in business for 10 years, you've been in business for a month or two, and you gather one customer and you get $75. But if you get that next customer, you get another $125 for the total of $200. And that's a big deal for people to be able to go out and gather a couple customers, someone that's been in the game for a little while. I started getting on my back office and looking at people that had 13 customers that have been in the business for 8 years, and they just needed a couple more customers to get free energy, give them a little incentive. But what they also did, Brian, which I think is just totally game-changing, is they have an upline bonus now that they've added to this that was never there before. So there's a team builder bonus of $50 when somebody goes out and does this. And then there's a RC bonus of $20, an SC bonus of $15, an EC bonus of $10, and an NC bonus of $5. So they have taken this and they have put it into our compensation plan and given, you know, the leaders and incentives to push this along. I mean, I can't be more excited about this. I think this is a type of announcement that we would get excited coming out of Ambition. And they've just announced it for between the 20th and the 26th of this month for the whole entire markets in the United States of America. It's a very exciting promotion.
You know, when people get involved in this business, Jeff, they get involved to make money, you know, and your ability to, you know, during this week period of time is to circle back to some people that you may have talked to before where the timing wasn't right. I know in Texas, you know, with some of these astronomical rates, there's just people out there clamoring, looking, you know, because of the severe weather we just recently had, clamoring to go to new providers. So the opportunities out there, you know, all the positive thought will never make anybody any money. It's only massive positive action, you know. So if you sat back and you've been inactive in your business or whatever, it's time to take action. You know, you got 1 week, you know, you want to go make some money, you know, get some extra jingles in your pocket, and you start to think of the effect of what if everybody in the organization did that. You know, these customers count towards promotion, right? So, you know, it's not like they go in some other special basket. So everybody needs to get maintain 20 customers. So they count for that. They count to trigger jump starts and coding bonuses and everything else. This is money above and beyond. And, you know, it's just gasoline on the fire. So if you're on the call, it's not so much just like if you're on the call thinking about Ambition, it's not so much what you do. I mean, people will do what you do, not what you tell them to do. So you've got to go out and do it and scream from the mountaintops, hey, I did this, and you need to do it too. But it's how many people in your organization can you get doing it? You know, how many people are capable of going and getting customers? Everybody that's in Ambit Energy is capable of going and getting two customers. Now, we know, and everybody on this call knows, that not everybody is gonna do that. And you know, there's people on this call, myself included, that have, you know, in excess of the customer count we need to get paid. And so it's easy to say, well, you know, I don't really need to bother with that, whatever. I want to reiterate, people will do what you do, not what you say you're going to do. You know, so you go get your customers, you call people up, hey, I grabbed this money, you ought to grab it too. And, you know, call people when you know they're at work and just leave a message. Hey, John, no, I hadn't talked in a while. It's Brian. Hey, just wanted to make sure you were aware of this promotion, blah, 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 blah. You know, hey, no need to call me back. Just wanted to let you know that you can pick up some real quick bucks here. Let me know if I can help you. You know, call the next one, the next one, the next one, the next one. So it's time to take action, not only for you to go grab a couple of customers yourself, but to get your organization to do the same thing. And Jeff, I don't think I need to ask you this question, but just for public record, are you going to do Ambition online or are you going to go live?
That's pretty funny. I can't wait. I mean, listen, you know how much I love Texas. I could, you know, I always tell everyone I could become a cowboy in like 15 minutes. It would just take me the time to land in Texas and put some cowboy boots on, some jeans. But I'm fired up about getting back down to Texas and just getting around what I fell in love with. You know, I didn't have the network marketing experience. I had never experienced that camaraderie of what it is to be involved in an organization. And over the last 10 years, and just, you know, I've been down to, I think, 8 or 9 ambitions, and all the relationships and the people I know. And, you know, I get calls from people, Shelley Weems from, you know, the Maryland markets, and, you know, Robert from Chicago, and just all the personal relationships I have. Besides, from a practical standpoint, I mean, it's just being down there and being around like-minded people and networking and getting new people down there to get excited about it. That's definitely there. But from a business standpoint, when you're in your own state and you have your own meetings, you're limited to that because you haven't networked out. But when you have a network of people that you've met, where you know someone from Texas, you know someone from Chicago, you know someone from California, and you've built relationships with them. And when this starts to break open, and I believe that Ambit Energy is gonna explode. It looks exactly like it was when I got into business in 2010. The subprime mortgage mess happened. The economy tanked. You know, I lost my shirt in the construction world. But there were a lot of other people that the same thing happened to them, and they were looking. And right now, I think, you know, when the stimulus checks run out and unemployment runs out and people turn around and they've been out of work for 6 or 7 months, not to take advantage of the COVID-19, but to give people, I believe, one of the best opportunities ever that we have for them to make part-time income, there are going to be a lot of people looking, Brian, and you know, I'm going to be fired up coming out of Ambition. I'm ready to do it. And you know what? This spring overdrive bonus that they've done, why not go out and grab 2 customers, make $200 and put that aside, so when the Ambition registration opens up, there's your registration money right there.
Absolutely. You know, every year I hear, well, I just don't know if I can afford it, you know. And it's like, you don't know if you can afford it. Just go put a couple of people in, help them gather their customers, and, you know, take advantage of opportunities like this, put it aside, and you can't help but afford it. And I can tell you right now, the airfares are as cheap as they've ever been. You know, I don't know any specifics around it, but I know I was looking the other day, I've got to take a flight. And a flight that, and I have to fly first class just from the fact that I physically can't fit into coach. And this flight normally costs me, you know, depending on, you know, how many seats they have and everything, somewhere between $800 and $1,000 to make this flight. It was $425. And so the airfares are just really, really low. They're trying to get the people back flying again. So you can't complain about that. And, you know, all I can tell you is that you got to work like your hair's on fire, start putting the money away. There's plenty of time to do that. And every single person you put into your business, you need to talk to them about Ambition. You know, at a minimum, they need to attend online. But, you know, the Ambition itself for 100% is going to sell out. And I don't think it's going to be the sort of situation where it's going to sell out a week ahead of time. You know, again, I want to encourage everybody on this call to get busy, get yourself promoted so that you're in a closer tier to be able to attend and work and get everybody that you get into the business promoted as quickly as possible as well. So I don't know when they're going to announce all the details. I don't know when they're going to open up registration. I do know this, is you have a special window. Take advantage of this promotion. Go grab a couple of customers, put some dollars in your pocket, and get yourself promoted in the process, so that when they do open up registration, that you're not going to get shut out. You know, and hey, you sit there and go, well, it's not really applicable to me because I'm going to do it online because I've got this health issue or, you know, whatever the reason is, and that's fine. Well, you know, how about getting promoted so that you can make some money and you can, you know, create the solution to why you're doing this business. So, you know, Ambition, I can tell everybody on this call, is an absolute must do, whether you're live or you're online. You know, all I can say is I couldn't be more excited about it going live. And, you know, I know 100% I'm going to be there. I'm going to enjoy it. And you know, I think for the good of everybody on this call and everybody in the country and in the world, in fact, that, you know, we're going to be much further down on the downside of this COVID thing come the end of August than we are today. You know, every day, week that goes by, every month that goes by, you know, we're getting in better and better shape. And this COVID thing's never going to go away. I'm not saying it's not with risk, but the flu hadn't gone away for a gazillion years, and pneumonia hadn't gone away for a gazillion years. And, you know, at some point, it's just going to be another disease that's out there that unfortunately can strike somebody and be unfortunate that's the disease that takes their life. I don't know how many tens of thousands of people die of flu or die of pneumonia every year. Don't need to get into all that, but what I am saying is that at some point this is not what it is today, and I think that point is really going to manifest itself over the next couple of months. So, you know, wherever you are, if you're not comfortable, don't come. You know, I'm not saying for you to do anything you're not comfortable with, but it is going to be live. That's a fact. It is going to be on those dates. That's a fact. And another huge fact is that the seating is going to be very limited for the live event. So position yourself to give yourself the best opportunity to attend. And when that registration opens up for you and at your promotion level, I would tell you, pull a Norbert Hennessy. You know, Norbert's always tried to be the first person to register for Ambition, and most years he has been. That registration comes up. I don't know what happens, but Norbert Hennessy is registered, and that's the way everybody should be. Get registered early and grab your spot when it becomes available. Well, Jeff, I appreciate you hopping onto the call. I hope that we brought value in the call. And what I can tell everybody is that the next couple of weeks we're going to have some dynamite speakers. You know, I know we've got Frank Smalling coming up. We've got, you know, just some really, really great speakers coming up. So you want to make sure that Doug Parker, I believe, is on next week. I think Frank the next week, but tune in your emails, get on this call on Sunday night. It brings value for everybody that does. Make sure your organization gets on and get registered online or live. Get registered for Ambition as soon as it opens up. So thank you, Jeff. And if you would, open it up for everybody. Let everybody say good night.
You're welcome, Brian.